And pray that the Lord would help us tonight. Seemed like my voice got bad, I guess, in this change of weather or something, but you may not be able to tell the difference. Sometimes I can, others can't. But Ephesians chapter 6, I preached from this last Wednesday night, and some may have not heard the message. I want to just read this here again, and I'll try not to take too long tonight. Verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And so that's one thing we got to stand against, his wiles, because he is definitely someone that has plans. He has wisdom. He has an ability to execute those plans. So we've got to have the whole armor of God to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so we got to realize that our enemy is not flesh and blood. Amen. It is not flesh and blood. And so we have to do battle with the ultimate king that's behind all of this. It's just like I used the illustration last Wednesday night, that when the king of Syria was fighting against Ahab, he said, "Fight not with great or small, but fight against the king of Israel." And so that's what we have to do. I realize there's other people that the devil gets involved in the fight against us, but we got to realize our ultimate battle is with the devil. Amen. Amen. And I heard a y'all remember Leonard Ravenhill? I had a tape one time. I wish I still had it. But you know, you loan out some of those things and they're forever gone. But I had a tape of him preaching. And he preached there, verse 12, "We wrestle not." That's the way some people do. "We wrestle not." He just ended it like that. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." Why? "That you may be able to withstand in the evil day." That's something else the devil uses, the evil day. He'll use every circumstance, every situation, even holidays, to try to bring you down some way. "That you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And most people end right there when they're talking about the armor of the Lord. But he says, "Praying always." And that to me connects all that. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I believe that praying is a part of our armament as well as Christian soldiers. And I'd like to preach on our secret weapon of prayer, if the Lord would help me for just a little while. You know, somebody said, I think old B.P. Carroll, y'all remember Brother B.P. Carroll? He said the early church prayed 10 days, Peter preached 3 minutes, and they had 3,000 saved. He said, now we preach 10 days, pray 3 minutes, and nobody gets saved. So if we could pray more, amen, maybe I wouldn't have to preach that long, and people would get saved. But I want us to get focused in. We are Christian soldiers. We have a battle to fight. We have an enemy to face. And we are in desperate need of revival. We really are. We need for God to rend the heavens and come down in our midst. We need something bigger than what we can do. But we've got a battle to fight. We've got an enemy that's very wise. And the only way that we are going to win this is to be able to go to battle with the devil. Now, I realize that most of these armaments that we're talking about defend us. The shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, helmet, all of these things defend you. But to a certain extent, we have that ultimate weapon, the sword of the Spirit. That's kind of a visible weapon. But maybe prayer is that secret weapon, where that you go into your closet, where that you secretly pray. And it is by that weapon that we are able to really win the battle against the powers of hell. Now, let me just tell you, Psalms 91 has been a precious psalm to me here lately. In fact, I would advise you, if you're having battles, amen, maybe with depression or fear, or if you're battling just anything that has to do with the devil, if the devil seems to be turning your world upside down, pray through Psalm 91. Now, I'm just telling you, you can pray through it. Amen. Just pray it to God. But you can pray something like this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dear Lord, I want to be in that secret place. And I want to be so close to you that your shadow falls on me. All right? Read the scripture and pray that scripture. Now, there have been times I've been kind of a little dry in my prayer. And then all of a sudden I'd come to Psalm 91 or some of these other psalms. Amen. But seem like God's been directing me not only to Psalm 91 for myself and my family, but for you as well. Amen. Because the Bible has a lot about safety here. But I want you to note, it's talking about the secret place. And I'm talking about the secret weapon. And we're talking about prayer. Amen. If you really want to have the enemy defeated, get in the secret place. Get so close to God that his shadow falls on you. And the enemy will be defeated. Now, I'm going to skip on down here for the sake of time, but you can read on down there. There are so many promises. Amen. You get to reading about that snare of the fowler. I believe that's a spiritual devil. Amen. That enemy that comes against our soul. And I realize flesh and blood can have that trickiness about them. But that is a bird catcher that sets a snare or a trap for the bird. Well, the devil's trying to trap us as well. And I've already read to you where that he has wiles. And he'll take advantage of every day and try and turn it into an evil, sinful day. But you look at all of these scriptures here about how that God protects and how God helps us. Amen. And then in verse 14, it is as if God begins to speak. Here up to verse 14, it's as if the psalmist is talking. And I may need to get more in depth about Psalm 91. But I would encourage you, please listen to me. If you're fighting the devil, if you're fighting fear, if you're fighting temptation, amen, pray through this prayer just a little bit. And I want you to listen to verse 14. But he has set his love upon me. It's as if God begins to speak. Now, this is the person that's going to be in my shadow. This is the one that I'm going to protect. This is the one he has set his love upon me. Amen. Pray that. Say, God, I want to set my love on you. I want to set my affections on things above and not on things of this earth. You can willfully turn your affections to God. Yes, you can. Amen. Don't you let the devil tell you, well, you're not feeling too much right now. There ain't no use in praying. Wait a second, devil. I'm going to set my love on God. And God, I want you to help me if you would, please. I'd love you with all my heart. I'm going to set my love on you. And it says, because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. He's going to promote you if you set your love on him. Because he hath known my name. And that's another great study there in Psalms 91. Study the names of God. Study them right there. Because he shall call upon me. Hallelujah. There you are in that secret place with your secret weapon. Because he shall call on me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you're fighting the enemy, if there's a devil out there that has a snare set for you, you need to get under that shadow. You need to get in that secret place and use your secret weapon, which is prayer. Amen. Now let me just tell you, amen, prayer is the process by which we dress up in God's armor. I believe, amen, it's one thing to get to just talking about God's armor, but to really, this is a spiritual experience. If you want to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and stand in the evil day, you're going to have to go to the Lord in prayer and get dressed in your armor. Amen. The devil will fool you and the devil will defeat you unless you're praying. How many people have we talked to that were backsliders and they said the very first thing they started doing when that they began on that trail to backsliding was that they quit praying. They quit praying. Hey, amen, in order for us to be dressed for battle, we're going to have to start praying and get our armor on. Amen. In fact, I would encourage you. I'm just telling you. I encourage you to pray the scriptures. Amen. Pray the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Pray the armor of God. Say, dear God, I want to cast down everything in my life and everything that comes against me today that is not of the truth. I want to gird myself in truth. Lord, I want the truth to rule in my mind, in my heart, in my emotions, in my actions. Dear God, anytime the devil comes up against me with something that is a lie, let the truth reveal that lie to me that I would not be deceived by the wiles of the devil. And dear God, I place myself under your salvation. I don't want anything resurrected from before Christ was in my life. I don't want anything resurrected of my old life. I don't want anything outside the realm of salvation to rule in my mind or my heart or anything. I bring myself under, amen, salvation. I bring myself under the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I take on myself your righteousness by faith, Lord. And I pray that you'd protect my heart and protect my soul and protect my life. Amen. From every attack of the enemy, let your righteousness be in me and cover me. Oh God, let me be firmly standing in the gospel. I want my shoes, amen, to have the gospel. I want to stand in the gospel. I don't want to go anywhere where the gospel is not welcome. I do not in any wise want to take my shoes off, so to say. I want to have a foundation of Christ dying and raising from the dead for me being saved. And if I would go into hostile territory, I want to be able to stand firmly and fight the devil. Oh God, give me a sword. Give me a word from heaven. And give me the anointing to be able to fight that power from hell. Amen. You can pray all through that and put your armor on every morning. Yes, you can. You can pray through that. Say, oh God, guard me. Oh God, help me. Guard my children. Amen. Let them know if the devil comes to tempt them. Let them know that this is not right. Oh God, help me to keep a hold of my shield of faith and not let that go. No matter what the devil says, no matter what the devil tempts me with, I know you're right. I know the Bible's right. Amen. Let God be true. And every man a liar, the word of God says. Oh, if I don't understand it, I'm still going to believe God anyway. Hallelujah. It is the process by which we dress up in God's armor. It is the power by which we go forth to do battle in God's army. Amen. You realize that what we have here, amen, it says here to be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. How do you get His power? How do you get His might? How do you get His strength in your life? How do you do that? You say, well, I'll just kind of wait around. Amen. And sometimes I feel him. And no, you seek him. You pray to him. You seek his face. Amen. If you're wanting power to fight in the battle, you just ask God for that power and seek him. Amen. You know somebody that's weak, like my wife was praying for this individual. Amen. Ask for God's strength and might to come to that person in their battle and in their times. Oh, let me just tell you, amen, the Bible says that we do not know how to pray at times. And the Bible also says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. What does infirmities mean? It means weakness. The Spirit likewise also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh yeah, that's how you get your strength. We're weak. We don't even know how to pray. But the Spirit of prayer can come upon us and make us mighty in prayer and make us where that we can pray all the way through. Oh, we are fighting a devil. And the practice by which we approach and aim God's artillery, amen, is by prayer. Oh, if you're wanting to shoot something back at the devil, if you're wanting to bind the devil, if you're wanting somehow to do spiritual warfare, you're going to have to pray. Amen. If the devil has deceived somebody, pray that God would bind that spirit of error and that his truth would get through. Amen. That the darkness that they are in, amen, would be pierced by the light of God. Oh, glory be to Jesus. I'm preaching to you here, right here tonight. Whatever we do, we've got to pray. We might be able to do without a sound system. We might be able to have church without a piano and an organ, although we don't have to do without any of them. I'm telling you, if it ever came to that, we might could do without a building even, and meet in the woods. Amen. Or meet out near a pond or something, out in a field. Oh, it could do that. I'm telling you, we cannot have church without prayer. Whatever the economy does, and whatever the devil does in the next year, whatever the government does, whatever they take away from us. I mean, listen, amen, if we have nothing in the economy, if the government shuts down our church, let me just tell you, they cannot take prayer away from us. If they came into our homes and stole away the word of God from our houses, they cannot steal it away from our hearts, and they cannot keep us from praying, and still fighting the one that's behind all of this. You say, Brother Lloyd, I just feel like giving up. Things are so bad. No! Amen. Get up. Get your sword. Get your shield. Get your helmet. Amen. Get your breastplate. Get your shoes. And get on your knees and fight the devil. Don't you let him beat you in submission. Don't you let him rule in your life. Don't you let him lie to you and ruin your faith and take away your salvation. That's not God's will. Fight, I'm telling you. Get mad at the one that's caused it all. Fight the devil. Fight him in prayer. Oh, glory to God. Raise your hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, church, I feel like the Lord's got something ahead for us. We just got to be willing to fight. Could we all stand? Amen. I'd like for us to gather in this altar and pray. Let's pray and ask God to restore. Let's ask God to help us win souls. Let's ask God to take us deeper in the Holy Ghost than we've ever went before. ask God to put us under salvation, behind righteousness and faith. Give us a sword. Oh, let's pray that God would put us in the secret place. So close to Him, His shadow would fall on us. So close to Him, His shadow would fall on us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Oh, let's pray till souls get saved. Oh, glory.